Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you have given to us to come together once again for Bible study class. Thank you for you have made it a possibility despite many distractions, but you have made it possible. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have been teaching us since when we started this Bible study classes. We thank you for revelations you have shown us through several means. Thank you for the revelations you have revealed through your word, through the scriptures. Thank you for the ones you have revealed through the ministration of the Holy Spirit in our heart. Thank you also for revelations you have shown us through visions and dreams. Thank you for all that you have made us to know and understand the truths that would set us free. The living words that will give us eternal life. Thank you for teaching us in this way. Thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I am asking that as we would be having another teaching class right now, I ask, O God, that you speak through me to everyone that will listen. Let the entrance of this teaching give light. Let it give deliverance. Let it give edification and revival. Let it give breakthroughs and healings to as many that will be listening. Have your way, Spirit of the Living God, and let your name be forever glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the teaching class. Remember that we have been dealing with a broad topic that I called building a strong relationship with God. And we have talked about a lot of things that pertains to knowing God very closely, knowing God practically. I'm going to continue from where I stopped during the last class. Now, we were looking at resting in the Lord, and then I said the Bible instructs us to rest in the Lord, and I also talked about take time to sit at Jesus' feet. And then I also talked about casting your burdens and worries on God. So now I'm going to point D, which is quietly meditate on God's power. Quietly meditate on God's power as an exercise that leads to resting in the Lord. Yeah, quietly meditate on God's power to rest in the Lord. So how will you do this? In Genesis chapter 24, verse 63. Genesis 24, verse 63. It says, Isaac went out to meditate in the field, and the eventide. Isaac went out to meditate in the field. Isaac went out. Yeah, I want to read that place. Genesis 24, 63. Yeah, it says, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, meaning towards the evening hours. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. Yeah, so in those days, men used to have time, they sit down and meditate. So meditation is one of the spiritual exercises by which you know God very closely. And as a matter of fact, it's one of the practical ways to rest in the Lord. One of the practical ways to rest in the Lord, meditation. Yeah, and not just to rest in the Lord, even to hear from the Lord and to build your spiritual discernment. Yeah, meditation is one of the places that helps you to build your spiritual discernment, which is your ability to distinguish between the voice of God and the voice of the devil. You will build that ability in the place of meditation. Yeah, because up to now, some believers still don't know. They still don't know the difference between the voice of God and the voice of the devil. They don't know the difference between the voice of God and their own voice. They don't know the difference. Yeah, because your flesh can speak to you. Not only devil speaks. God speaks. Devil speaks. And then you also can speak to yourself, your flesh. Your flesh can speak to you. Yeah, so in the place of meditation, you will develop an ability to be able to differentiate between voice from God and voices that are not from God. Yeah, you'll be able to do that. And I will show you another place in the Bible that confirms what I'm saying. Yeah. In Romans chapter 12. In Romans. It's a common verse. And I'm sure many of you know this verse I want to read. Yeah. In Romans chapter 12, I'll read from verse 1. I'm reading from New Living Translation. Say, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you.